Hello.
Greetings, Mario. Calling back, brother.
Hey, Mario. How are you?
Do you have about 5 minutes?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Perfect. Alrighty. Let me see here. All right. And what hours of operations did we agree upon? I want to make sure I have it correctly, brother. That's going to show up.
That's a great question, because I really only work... I work whenever I can. Like, I mean, with the firehouse schedule, it's kind of weird. It's, but I can take calls pretty much from 8.
You know what? I'm going to put it Monday through Sunday, 24-hour service, and if you can't answer, they'll just leave you a voicemail. How about that?
Let's do this. Let's do 8 to 5.
Yep, sounds good.
Yeah, let's do 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and let's just do it during the week so that I can keep my calls consistent during the week. And then the weekends I can keep off from doing calls.
Okay, sounds good.
That'll make it easier.
Alrighty.
And that's something we can always change down the road, obviously.
Absolutely. Okay. So on Friday, just so you know, I had scheduled you for 11, I believe.
Yep.
Let me see something here.
I'll put that in my...
Yeah. Just give me 1 second. Let me make sure, because I think I got a message back from the team saying that time wasn't open. So let me just double check the message.
Okay.
All right, let's see here.
And they're going to be talking to me kind of about setting everything actually up, right? The Facebook ads and the profile.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, they're going to go all of that over with you.
Okay, sweet. And when we do that, like I said, I don't have like all of my accounts set up correctly exactly how I want them yet. Are they able to work through that and set everything up, like especially even my Facebook account?
Exactly. I mean, they're going to tell you how it goes. I mean, they'll set you up. And if there's something that you need to wait on, I mean, they can use something temporarily and then come back and revisit it. So it's always good that they're able to do that. So, I mean, our operations team, they're going to do whatever it is that they can to make sure that you're happy, brother. If there's something that they cannot do, they'll make sure that, you know, they address it to you right away. So no worries about that.
Okay, awesome. Because this is something I haven't gotten to be able to round to, and I kind of wanted to figure out if somebody could set it up for me, and, you know, maybe they can.
Yeah. You know, I think more likely they'll be able to help. Just make sure all those questions that you have, you address them to our IT guy, because those are the ones that are going to know a lot more than I do.
Yep, I definitely.
Okay. All right, bear with me here 1 second.
Sure.
Okay. Okay. Let's see here. All right, so all right, I'm bringing this up here. All right, so I have a 10 a.m. for Friday, or I have a 1 and 2 p.m.
Let's do the 1 p.m. on Friday.
Okay. Perfect. Let me lock that in because these are going out pretty quick right now.
Yep.
So let me lock that in here.
Friday.
All Okay, I locked it in already. You should be getting an email verification on that pretty soon.
Okay.
Okay.
I think I got an email. Let me check.
No, I just sent one out that says the one that we had to go over that says local splash initial invoice. Let me know if it was that one that you got or if it's the one for the meeting.
It looks like this one's the one for the meeting.
Okay. Look at your emails. There's another one that's going to say I just sent it over, resent it about maybe 30 seconds ago. Let me check something here. Okay, it's being sent over to you. It's going to say local splash initial invoice. That's what you want to look for.
I see it here.
Okay. Open that up. When you open that up, sorry, I'm over here trying to get this done here. It's going to be Wednesday 12th. Oh, that's going to be the 13th on Friday. So that's 3/13/26. It's going to be 1 p.m. Okay. Perfect. Okay. So on there, when you open it up, it's going to say, hello, Reed. Thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below. What we're looking for there, it's going to say, please click here to accept subscription terms. Let me know when you click on there.
Please click. Oh, there it is right there.
Yep, click on that. Once you do, it's going to take you to a page, and then what we're looking for is going to be your phone number, brother. Let me know when you see your phone number.
All righty, it's just loading here.
Okay.
Which might take a second since I'm in the station.
No worries. Take your time. Oh, and then what was the name of the company that you were with again? I totally forgot.
The company that I'm with?
The company that was managing your
Jobber.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, I see this. So if I click to agree to receive SMS messages, is that going to be like ads and stuff from you guys?
No. That's just from us, from our, when we send you a text message saying, hey, we need this document, or hey, we need to speak with you, or we're not going to spam you with text messages. Absolutely not.
Okay. And then, like you said before, like just before I sign up my name here, I can cancel pretty much at any time as long as I cancel before 3 days of my like recurring.
Your recurring day, yes. Just keep in mind that, you know, we do ask you to see the potential maximum exposure on Google for those 3 months time frame.
Sure.
Okay.
Sure. And I'm most likely.
Yeah, so yes, absolutely. There's no contract attached to this, brother. Again, I would never put our reputation on the line over $250. I mean, for that matter, for no amount, you know, would I try to BS you or tell you something that it's not. This call is being both monitored and recorded, and at any point you could always say, hey, man, Mario told me this, and they'll pull up the recording.
Okay, awesome. And this is all recorded, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. 100%. Not only recorded, but we have a QA department that also monitors our calls to make sure that, you know, everything that we're doing is by the book.
Okay, awesome. All right, so I just signed that document, and now it just says, welcome to Local Splash.
Okay, perfect. So on Friday, you're going to get a username and password from the IT guy, so don't worry about that. What you had to do on your end is all said and done, Reed. I want to be the first one to say, you know, welcome to the family here at Local Splash alongside with Google. You know, again, we're looking for this to be a long-term relationship with us. I think you would be pretty, pretty satisfied on what we'll be able to do for the business and the results that we'll be able to provide. Again, just do me a huge favor on Friday at 1 p.m. Don't miss the call because that if you do, then we would have to reschedule, and that's just going to delay things a little further.
Okay, and just in case maybe like Friday my phone is in a different room or something at like 1 o'clock, will they call back again? Or
absolutely, absolutely. They will try back in about 10 or 15 minutes if you don't answer. If you see the missed call from us, you can always call us back. On Friday, if we call, and let's say you're out on a call or you're busy, you could always ask the IT guys, hey, dude, I need a different time, and then they'll call you back within an hour or two.
Okay, that's awesome.
Yep. So everything's done on our end. Reed, again, thank you for the opportunity. You know, we look forward to working with you and establishing a long-term relationship, brother. Like I said, I think you'll be pretty happy with the decision you made today. And, you know, we look forward to working with you on the long run.
Okay, and same with you. Thank you, Mario.
No, you're very welcome, brother. You have my number. My personal extension is 1128, which you have it on one of your text messages. Feel free to always give me a ring or shoot me a text. I'll be more than happy to help with whatever I can, brother.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, all right. We'll talk to you on Friday.
Alrighty, I will talk to you guys on Friday.
Okay, have a good one now. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.